Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and there's a great new show called New York Homicide on Oxygen. It's on 9 p.m. Eastern every Saturday, and they got the right guy to do this. NYPD retired chief of detectives Robert Boyce dives deep into some of the worst murders in the city's recent history, and he joins us here in the National Defense. Robert, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on. Thank you.
Is it tougher being head of chief of detectives or hosting a show?
Chief of detectives every day.
How'd you get into this?
Well, here's the thing. They approached me, the producers out in Hollywood. It was a time two years ago where, police were having a rough time in public image wise. So I wanted to show through detectives work in the NYPD exactly what good cops can do and how hard they work. And how much they give of themselves. So that's how I got involved in this. And we started looking at the cases, and they jump off the page. And we started getting detectives involved, and they all wanted to do it because they wanted to show how hard they work and what their lives meant something. And so it was kind of like a combined effort here, a collaborative effort to go forward with this thing. Most importantly, the victims' families. We don't do a case unless family agrees to it, because they're the stars of the show. Shows them the pain that they show that they went through with the loss of their loved one.
Are you afraid, though, that after people watch this, they will never want to visit New York?
Just the opposite. I tell you what, the feedback I'm getting is that they become a New Yorker for that 1 hour.
Well, I can see that. And, some of these cases, man, an accidental death, a seemingly accidental death of a successful banker, the murder of a well-connected realtor with ties to Hollywood, and the shooting of a retired law enforcement officer in Brooklyn. That's just three of the cases. But, I mean, every one of these has you hooked, right?
It does, because, we go into different neighborhoods. It's just not all Manhattan. It's Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, they're all in Staten Island. They all matter. So we try to visit each neighborhood and show you the enclaves that are there, the ethnic enclaves, what happens there, and how the detectives in those communities work cases, how they leverage evidence, how they communicate with people to bring the case to fruition. So that's I think that's the pull more than anything else. People feeling empathy for the victims, and also the savviness and the vigilance of the detectives. It matters.
Yeah, that's the thing that's fascinating to me, too. We're talking to Robert Boyce here on the National Defense, 35-year veteran of the New York Police Department, retiring chief of detectives, commanded the second largest bureau within the NYPD. And, I mean, you absolutely have seen it all, right?
Seen a lot. I came on in 83. I worked 35. I'm out 5 now. So it's 40 years ago when I started. So you see the evolution of investigations into homicides. And we go through that. We see what the older investigators had. They had strategies. They had a lot of savvy to get information from people. Well, the new investigators, what they have now, the DNA, the videotapes, and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's a different world.
I was going to ask you about that. I mean, 35 years ago, none of that technology really existed. And it's got to the point now where it's got to be a lot easier to track down some of these people, especially in cold cases, right?
It is, because the DNA has changed. The technology has changed so much. And you go back, and you have to understand that when I remember my first homicide, worked with clear detail. And the detectives told me how they solved it. And I was hooked by then. This was 1984 when it happened.
Oh, wow.
And they walked me through, and I thought, this is really cerebral. This is really intense. And you really have to be strong, not physically strong, but of clarity and purpose. You need all these things to bring this case to fruition.
Yeah, I'm really fascinated by this one, this realtor episode, selling these luxury New York apartments to, people like Steven Spielberg, Bruce Willis, Bette Midler. Tell us about that case.
Linda Stein, yeah. The detectives were tremendous on that case. And in the media circus that was going on outside that you have to tune out of. You can't ignore it. But at the same time, you have to power through it. That was my job, is handling the media as chief of detectives. I would do the press conferences, and I would get the information, pass it on, whatever we deem necessary. It's always a group effort towards that. So that's kind of like the stuff we did. That was a huge case at the time in Manhattan because of our popularity. And people see the Upper East Side, the Silk Stocking District, they used to call it. And this is where a lot of people with money are. It shows that anybody can be a victim of a crime. It doesn't matter how poor you are, how rich you are.
Yeah, that's got to be tough dealing with the media, because you got to be careful in terms of the information you put out there, whether you want it out there or whether you need to keep it within the bureau, right?
We do, and actually we put out images, and that helps us solve crime. You really want to engage the entire city. And if they see something, you put an image of someone, and I'll tell you, some of the cases we solved was that case. We had a case of a pizzeria owner in Brooklyn. We put out the video of the bad guy, and we got calls on that. And he had a hoodie up. It was tough to figure out, but they looked at him by the way he walked. He had a limp. That's how we solved the crime.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I mean, this show on Oxygen, this just sounds fascinating. It's New York Homicide. It's on every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern. And Robert Boyce, retired chief of detectives for the New York Police Department. Robert, what's the dumbest crime you've ever seen?
Well, just rage homicides, you know, cold-blooded stuff. I'm sorry, hot-blooded stuff that just rage. You take another life. You know, crazy things you see, road rage, whatever the case may be. Someone who can't stay within themselves, and you just see someone murdered. Someone pushing someone onto a subway track. Those things are just... It's just horrible to watch, and we can all put ourselves there, man. If you move around the city in an urban environment, you put yourself in these locations, and you have to be walk with a sense of purpose, you know, and know what else going on around you. So those are the ones that just you shake your head and say, oh my God, you know, it could have been prevented, but it wasn't.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the world that we live in right now, you never get used to it, but man, it's not even front page news anymore, right?
That's the sad part. I don't want to go back to those times. You know, we reduced homicides in the city in 2018. We had the lowest number in the last 40, 50 years. It's edging back up now. You know, so that bothers me, all that hard work. We don't want to lose those gains. We want it to be a safe environment for everybody.
It's the second season of New York Homicide on Oxygen, 9 p.m. Saturdays. Robert, thank you so much for the time, man. That's a fascinating show. I can't wait to get into it.
Thanks so much, Ren. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.